This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
The parasha here of Shemitah, there's betzim two parashas here. There's the parasha of Shemitah, and there's the parasha of Yovel. At first glance, Yovel just seems to be sort of a super Shemitah. It's a Tosefta Shemitah, and it's extra, and so on. But there's a lot more in Yovel, and we'll try a little bit to understand the Sheirish of what Yovel is. Shemitah is a Shabbos Tikka Halacha. It's something that affirmation that he's been long to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so on. Yovel at first glance also seems like that, but the truth is much deeper than that. And try a little bit to explain what is the inyan of Yovel. So it says, "V'avata shayfa trua b'chayish hashvii b'sol ha'chodesh v'yom ha'kippurim t'aviru shayfa v'la'atzichem v'kidashtem eshnas ha'chamishim shana u'krosim droyer b'aretz l'chol yishveha." So it's a zman of droyer. It says l'chol yishveha, which is interesting because be'emes it's a din in avodim. Rashi says grosim dror l'avodim. L'chol yishveha chazal darshin from it something we've seen in a second, but certainly the mashmos is that there's something about yovel. The dror in the yovel is something which is klolius. And it's even beyond avodim. The specific halacha is avodim. The word droyer is very, very interesting. There are two words in Lashon HaKodesh which mean freedom. One is droyer, one is chayfish. The lechavshi teshalchena. So the word chayfish is used more times. The word droyer in Torah is used only over here. It's used a little bit in Shayimri a few times, it's used in the same context. But Lamais in the Torah it's once. Chavshi is used a few more times. The word that we got used to Cheirus, actually is not Lashon Kodesh. The word Cheirus is Lashon Targum, and the Targum uses it to both for Chavshi and Dror, for both of them. But in Lashon Kodesh, there's two Lashonis. And since it's used a few times only, seems to be an afgemina between what chofesh is and what dror is. Lechor, the first instance the Torah uses is the word chofesh, makes a lot of sense, and it means free in many ways. So that would seem to be the most natural word to use for freeing a slave. Yet the Torah uses the word dror, which not even clear where it comes from, what kind of word is it, what does it mean. And the Torah is Mishana, and the Torah calls this drawer over here. Rashi says what the word drawer is. So he brings a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, ma loshen drawer, ki medayri be dayra, shedor b'chol makom sheroitza v'shot chayrim. The loshen of the Gemara is Medaira Badaira, and he is Moivel Schair L'chol Aretz. That's the Lashon. So it's a Rashi says over there, he's Dair B'chol Maloin Sheyirtze. He lives in any place he wants to live, and Moivel Schair L'chol Aretz. That's the Lashon Gemara. It's a very, very awkward description. If we ask ourselves, what is a slave? Somebody who is forced to work for somebody else. And what's freedom? There's no longer forced to work for somebody else. Is it true that you also can pick up and move to wherever you want? Yes, it's definitely true. But that's a very, very it's a very ancillary part of it. It's not the problem of the Eved is not the address. It's the problem of a slave is the work. To slave means to work. So, cheirus means not working. the fact that is Medaira Bay diary that he can go and live in, like Rashi says, any base malone that he wants to, it seems to be missing the point. Is that really what the important thing is? That certain neighborhoods are off limits for slaves, and now he can move into a fancy neighborhood? And what does it mean, Meivel Schoir B'chol Ha'aretz? So he can do anything he wants. He can be a farmer if he wants to be a farmer. He can do business. He can be a professional. He can do whatever he wants. Meivel Schoir B'chol Ha'aretz is what? Where does it? What exactly is this? If you're talking about what occupation you have, there are 1,001 occupations. And if you're talking about owning money, so say that he has the chasim now. It's such a strange combination, a combination of two things. It means that he can go now and live wherever he wants, and he can do schayra all over the world. It's l'chura. I would assume that the reason why why the Gemara picks both things is because in Lashon Gemara, the word dar has two types of meanings. The word dar means to live, so Milashon Megurim, diurim is inhabitants, people live someplace. And secondly, the Gemara says dar v'soychores by Esther. The Gemara Megillah says by Hashverish Suda dar v'soychores. So Rashi says, the Gemara says dori dori. The word dori dori means circles, round and round. In other words, they sat in shuris. So the word dori dori, meaning circles to circle, would translate itself that he can circle the world and do schayra. So the two parts that the Gemara says, each one is a different meaning of the word dori in Lashon Gemara, Ramis Lashon Gemara. So one is the meida daya wherever he wants to, and the second one is that he can go around. What does it mean to go around in circles? It means to do schayra all of the world around. Dar v'secharis, the play on the words. The Gemara in Megillah actually says, what's dar v'secharis? One pshat is dari dari, one pshat is dar v'secharis, that it gives droyer to all Bali Schaira, that he basically allowed, he didn't take any tax money from people doing a business, he made it all on his own cheshbon. So dar v'secharis, also Moshe droyer v'secharis. So again, the play on both words, that's the pshat here, it's a pshat here. That seems to be where Chazal are coming from. But I'd like to understand the lemais of it. Okay, so both of those words, the knetch of both meida dayer and schayra, are in the word of dar. But becholzeis, if you're using both of these translations, that means they both tell me something. And look, the word the dire is odechshahu, the schayra part of it is something that seems to be totally bewildering. The drayer over here is v'shaftem ishachuzase v'shaftem shuvu. So l'chura, the two things have very little in common. They're both very, very wonderful things. But the person leaving his avdus and a person getting back his sada are two extremely different inyanim. One is the whole mitzvah of the person, and so on, how terrible avdus is, the whole chumash is built on it. There's a chata kevadis and so on. Not having karka, it's the end of the parasha, ki yomach achicha, v'nimka sadeu, macha sadeu, it's a poverty issue. It doesn't seem to be more than that, and yet the krosam drawer it covers both. Krosam drawer bar tzachol yeshveha, and that's a pashta pshat of why it's a chol yeshveha, is because it concerns the avodim part, which is the minor part of Kal Yisrael, and v'shavta misal achuzasai is the what's negiah probably to most of Kal Yisrael, that the fields go back. And so the word drawer applies to both of them in an equal way, and it's trying to understand a little bit what is the common denominator. One more nekuda. Rashi explains that, again, it's the Gemara, that the Rosh Hashanah, the Avodim, would be Knisosa Mikachin Sebezin, Voim Kodesh Hashanah, and then it's on Rosh Hashanah is Be'etzim when the Avodim stop working, and then they sit around until Yom Kippur, and they eat, they drink, and then they're free, and they just sit around kind of waiting for the Yovel and so on. What exactly is the inyan in that? What's the pshat manafshach? If the year is kodesh and they're no longer avodim, so pick yourself up and go home. It's a mashmos is here that there's a difference over here between the two inyanim, and I mean I don't know why the why in the world the Odin would want to have him around, but whatever it is, that's the matzav. Rosh Hashanah, they stop working, and they oichel and shoysim and so on, and then they go off on Yom Kippur. So it's a treat of some sort. I know it's a hanok of some sort, but what is it exactly? What's this in you? So I'll try a little bit to understand something more about the teichin over here of the avdus and the cheirus. And the inyan of what the Yovel accomplishes. When we ask ourselves of what an Eved is, what the problem of an Eved is, so we immediately think of the hard work and the labor and the so on. The truth is, it's much, much deeper than that. And let's understand a little bit about the something that is a basis for a person's mitzias. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Mekoyme Shel Olam, meaning that something needs to have a makom in order to exist. Let's take it in different ways. Let's take a simple application. A person is in a society where he's not persecuted, but he feels an outsider. He will be very unhappy, he will leave. And the expression he uses is, I don't have any makom over here. I have no place here. I'm not toifis makom. I am, and so on. It means that I can't exist here because there is no place that I plug into. Just like a tree, if it would have no ground to be rooted in, can't exist. And just like a house, which doesn't draw any nourishment ground, it has to stand on a piece of karka. An Adam has a makam, and the Adam and the Adam needs to be, this is my makam. Rashi brings again, it's Chazal, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam, the question was from which makom did he take offer is a critical question, because where you take, you know, is it from the whole world, so that anywhere he goes it says he's niklat, or from the makom is beach because he's torn kapara. The makom is where you attach to mitzias. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekoyme Shel Olam means a person never exists because he exists. It's like a plant. As soon as you pull it off the ground, it ceases to exist. It may be still a little green and it turns brown very quickly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekoyme Shel Olam means every person has a makom and a specific makom. By Kayin, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him Nova Noti Abaretz, Kayin told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm gone. I will die. Why? I mean, it says to call Moitza Yarguni. Why? Robbers can come and kill you in your house also. I mean, that is it the pshat that the house is a defense? The answer is, it's more than that. It's like it's if a person doesn't have a makom, then he's be'etzem not a chai. and it doesn't take much to get rid of him. The Maral speaks about it when he speaks about Egla Rufa, and he speaks about somebody, you know, why if he was killed, are the Iskenim from the city that he ate responsible? And one of the Inyanim is Levoya. They should have accompanied him. Because as soon as if the person has no Mokum, then the person is prey. Being Malava somebody means that you be'etzem ha'shayach to my Mokum. You may be traveling now, but you're still an Anshei ha'Mokum. You're still part of our Mokum. So, and that's why the Skenim have to be misvada or proclaim the innocence, that it wasn't lacking in our sense of giving a makom. But Kayan told Rebbeinu Shalom, I'm a novenod, and the minute you've made me a novenod, then the first thing that hits will kill me. And Akash Baruch Hu agreed. Akash Baruch Hu gave him a special simon. But Lemaisa, the point is, a person needs to have a makom. Physically, it's like that. And it's something which is in a deeper emotional level for sure. That's a tzerech adam. An eved loses his mitzias because he lost his makom. If the makom of the eved is by the bialim, when I ask somebody, who are you? And the person answers, I'm Reuven's Eved, then I don't have a Metzias. The question isn't, do I work for Reuven? The question isn't how harshly Reuven works with me. The question is, an Eved is Bershus is Adoin, and that means his Metzias is subsumed to his, since he has no Makom of his, then he's subsumed to the Eved, and that's why he doesn't have children. Whatever he gives birth, they're not his, because since he is rooted in his Adon's makom, everything is subsumed to the Adon, and everything belongs to the Adon. So the Eved's real, real problem is that he has no b'chinas makom. Anyone in Klal Yisrael, it says everybody in Klal Yisrael has Dalet Amos in Yisrael. It's not, so we always think of it, well, everybody has a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Our chelik in Eretz Yisrael is for financial reasons. I need to be able to plant, to harvest, and so on. Dalet Amos is not terribly productive, land-wise. There's nothing you can grow in Dalet Amos. Dalet Amos is mekoy meshal adam. That's what Dalet Amos is. It's a mocker. And therefore, every person has a makom in Eretz Yisrael, every person in Klal Yisrael is rooted, has a nekuda in Eretz Yisrael, and that gives him the Shem Yisrael in the fullest sense of the word. So the Dalet Amos that everybody owns in Eretz Yisrael is not for the purpose of some sort of parnasa. It's for the purpose of existing, of belonging. That's the b'chinas makom. Miyaseacha moishel al mekoymcha al tanach. Very unclear pasuk kelas, but mekoymcha al tanach, never leave your makom, no matter how rough it is. It means a person needs to feel that he is rooted, that there's something there. A Levi who doesn't have a physical makom, asheu nachlosei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is his nachla. He has to be part of something. So just like Kayin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him under his wings, Kaviyachol, and provided him temporary asylum, so too a Levi has HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's his chelek, and that's his nachla. But it's a chelek and a nachla. I directly misyachas to a mokum, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's mekor mishalom. An eved is mufka from it. Anybody in Klal Yisrael, if they were to lose all their karka forever, if they were to lose their Dalet Amos, then they themselves would also stop existing. And therefore, it can't be In other words, the giving back Eretz Yisrael, everyone getting back their sodas, is not only a financial necessity or boon or whatever you want to call it, but rather it's for the etzem mitzias of Klal Yisrael. So we have two different inyanim in Avdus. One is that he's not free, he's enslaved, the way we use the term. That's choyfish. That's why by Eved Knaini, the term used exclusively is lechofshi. That's the word used. There's no drawer by that. In Klal Yisrael, you have both in Yonim. You have the shibud, which is a financial hardship person, so on. And then you have the inyan of drawer, which means that the person has a metzias that becomes his metzias. And across him drawer, it's mezgala biyachas to abdus and to mechiras yerusha to in Eretz Yisrael. Those are the two inyanim that both of them are under the heading of drawer. Yovel is that every single person in Klai Yisrael, so Shemitah is a Shabbos Lashem, it's a Achraza that everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It carries many Yonim and Shabbos. Yovel goes back to the Inyan of giving everybody's Nekuda, put it back in its place. There are two Inyanim that are that it's Negeah to. One is that the person himself has a metzias. Like we said before, if you don't have a makom, you don't have metzias. The Maral says in different places, by a get, you write the makom, because that's part of the person. In you find amoroyim, tanoim, the min chaifa, the min akko, it's ish yerushalayim. The place becomes part of your metzias. And that is the second inyan of the Abdus. And both of them together, in Yovel, both of them together come out. So the Dairiba, meaning, so it's interesting, the Aruch says, Lamosha Dairiba means, see, he has a Lashon, a diary means running around. So a person is free to run, to go, to do. That's a simple explanation. The Lashon that Rashi uses, that he's free to live in any base mullen, any mullen that he wants, goes to the heart of this inyan, that the person himself needs a makam. Avdus is mafkia the shem makam from the person. It puts him in somebody else's makam, and now he's free to find the makam that's his makam, and that's the mila of dror. There's a second mila. And then that's a hemshah from this. Adam himself was, his bria is to be roida over the entire world, to rule and run the world. Part of it is, the whole world of mekach and memkar and mischar, what we call mischar. So mischar is called mischar, the word sachar, again, meaning to go round and round, it crops up again and again. The reason is, so yes, a businessman travels, but the point of it is much, the fact that a businessman travels, v'lo meiva yamhi, it's not just a mikra. And what happens if he's able to sit on his computer and exchange stuff from place to place and so on? The etzem nekuda of business is that the person moves things from place to place. Part of the avodas ha'adam, just like there's an avoda to bring out things mina koyach alapoyel, seeds to turn into trees, to turn into fruit, and so on, a person has an avoda to move things that are not b'makom. So-and-so has 100 loaves of bread, So-and-so has 100 pairs of shoes. Only one pair of shoes belongs in this makom, only one loaf belongs in this makom. I will move the shoes here and the loaves there and even it out. Business is a way of rearranging the different goods in the world and put it in the place where it's needed to. So the etzem musig of schayra is where we're shaylit on all the mekaymos, and I move things, so mekaymos includes people also, moving things from place to place. That's what I'm doing. Place to place in the sense of rishus to rishus, and in the sense of place to place. I take oranges from a warm climate, I take apples from a cooler climate, and I switch the two so he has more apples than he used to have, and he has more oranges than he used to have. That is schayra at its shayrish, at what it's supposed to be. So Adam himself has the opposite tchuna, that he's a seicher, and he's meivel schayra in kol olam. He brings schayra from place to place. So I understand something. So what's the difference between, I'd say this person is homeless, he's never sleeping three nights in the same place, and this person is a big businessman, he never sleeps three nights in the same place. My nafkamina, I mean, plenty of nafkaminas, but l'may nafkamina, what is the sense of nafkamina? The answer is he has a makam, and once he has a makam, he's able to be seicher all over. He doesn't have a makam, and if he doesn't have a makam, then he's another nut. So it mina kotze la kotze. A quote unquote normal person has his place and he sits there and he does his little thing there, he farms and so on. A person who doesn't have his place is kimat not about a chai. Another nod is called moitza yarguni. He's missing his. And this other person who is who has a makom and he spreads his wings out all over is an epitome of success because he's seicher all over. That is the so in the second inyan, in the inyan of being moivel schoel chaloilam, that's the ultimate success of Adam, that he's moishel over makom. In other words, each makom doesn't have really what it needs and has things it's not is. The Adam is the one that sorts out and puts the different pieces in the right place, and he's moishel over makom as well. So you have a very interesting relationship. Adam is zokuk to his makom, and without his makom, he's gone. He's not stronger than makom, he's a toilod of it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekoyim shel olam, the olam is his makom. But once a person has a makom, then Adam becomes the mashbir for all mekaymus. He's the one that's mashbir to all mekaymus and brings from place to place, thing to thing, so on and so forth. That is the inyan over here. So kapanim. We have here the parasha of Yevil deals with the deepest of inyanim of Adam, and that is the yachas of Adam to makom. An Adam without a makom is kimanda lesedami. And Adam loses his makom. Either way, he loses his makom. He sells off his nechassim, his yerusha, so he has no makom in Eretz Yisrael. Or the person sells himself to into avdus, and b'meila he now becomes mufka from his makom by the virtue of the fact that he is part of somebody else's makom. Those are two inyanim that would destroy Klal Yisrael. They would be oiker somebody from his makom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that even though a person can endure for a long time, but every person there is a shiva to makom. There's a return to makom, and every person gets back his makom. The Eved leaves his Adon, so it's two stages. The first stage is the Avoda, that's a stage of Chofesh, and then on Yovel, there's a Dreyer. The person goes back to his Makom Megurim, goes back to his Mokum Dira, and the land goes back to people, and they get back their Metzias. It's interesting that one of the things, I mean, the Gemara learns Halacha from Kosan Dor L'Chol Yeshveh, that there's a T'nai in order for Yovel to be Chal, in order for Yovel to work, it has to be Roiv Yeshveh Al Ha'aretz. Most of Kal Yisrael needs to have a Mokum in Eretz Yisrael before. If you don't have Roiv Yeshveh Ba'aretz, that's why today it's not Negea, then there's no Yovel. Because you need to be able to have in other words, if the inyan of yeshveha, the inyan of makom in a very, very befoildic way is gone, then it's not to get anybody. Then nobody has a makom, so this person in particular is also not going to have a makom. And that's why the core definition is a dira, where he wants. And once a person has a makom, he's not only the phenomenal paradox here is when a person has a makom, he's never bound or imprisoned by his makom. He is now free to go everywhere and to be shoylet and moishel amekoymes. A geder, like, if I were to give it a sort of a parallel, we are all Nivraim Ribbono Shalom, and we all own our Metzias Ribbono Shalom. Once we have a Metzias, and we have an Atzmias, then we are now doing things Kaviyochel, Avoda Tzorech Gavoya. Kaviyochel, we do things to enhance the present since the Ribbono Shalom and so on and so forth. As long as I'm rooted, then I have the complete Shlita to accomplish even things vis-a-vis Makom. I want to try a little bit to be Mizbayna on this Inyan in its personal oifen. The idea of a Makom is a very, very deep idea when it comes to a person, Tavodas Hashem, and so on. I guess if we'll use a coarse or vulgar mashal to give it some sense. A person can feed himself by taking out some fast foods. Person runs by, grabs something from here, grabs something there, and you know, that's it. That type of eating, we'll call it, is another not eating. Something about it very, very unsatisfactory, something about it not life-giving. I'm not talking mitzad the medical, the food, yes, healthy, not healthy, in the fast food. I'm talking about the metzias of it. The person is not, he's not kavu in anything. So that's something as little as a fast food or whatever. But in ruchnius also, a person, if we ask a person, do you have a derech? Do you have a makom? And sometimes you get a blank look. I don't know, if I have a shayla, I ask a shayla, and I do what I'm supposed to do. So that means there's no sense of rootedness in the person. So in a ruchnistic sense, the person is not kavua. When we speak about a person and we ask ourselves, what is he? So we're really trying to put a finger on where is his makom. There's a lot of mekoymes in Israel. Every shevet has its makom, and shevet Levi and shevet Kuna have their own arim, and every base of they have a specific makom in Israel. It's not only nagia where they plant the wheat. It's nagia where their metzias is. Where are they rooted in? That's really what it's nagia. And if a person spends time, and a person doesn't find that, in other words, when a person comes back to Zlat Gemara, a person should feel a sense of coming home. When a person comes back to his learning, his machshav, is that if a person has a sense of I've come back home, this is what I stand on, this is my makom. So a person has it to that degree. If a person doesn't, and you know, sometimes here, sometimes where he daven, I'm not, you know, not particular. Sometimes here, sometimes the other place. What do you learn? Whatever, learning is always good. So wherever I go in some place, I see a safe, I pick it up and I learn it. Mitzvahs, yeah, you know, if I'm supposed to do it, I do it. So the picture you get is nov and not. The person's ruach nesek mitzias is all over the place. A person can have tremendous rachvas hadas, and he could be shaykh to the good in other mekaymes also. A seicher is somebody who can take from many, many places and take what he needs and give what he can give and so on. That's a maila. But the t'nai kofel mechufel is that the person be rooted in something. So if the person himself is mufka from being rooted, there's no makom that's his makom. And so when the person presents it as being very, very broad-minded or taking from everywhere, taking the best from everywhere, all those other words, those nice words that basically describe a homeless person. So nothing means anything. This person is mufka betzim in a deeper sense from any chiyas from his ruchnias. You can't get a chiyas from fast foods because that means the person is no shaykhist anything. The years that a person roots himself, the understanding besides the learning besides this, the person puts himself into a certain, he's noitea himself in a certain karka. And different people have different karkas that they belong in. That's true. But a little today, a little here today, a little here tomorrow, a little there the next day is not rooted. That it's a permanent arla. It's a tree that every year you take and put in a different place. You basically end up with something that's arla for life. It's not toiv. A person needs to say himself, this is my makom. This is where I can get my unika from. This is my sherish. This is where my sherish needs to be planted. If a person is a bardas, if a person is bigger, he becomes a seicher. And he says, I'm here, but I can give a little of this and take a little of that. I can add this. I can broaden. I can give broadly. Those are all wonderful outgrowths of being rooted someplace. The stronger the shoshim are, the broader the knife of the illness. Somebody's going to say himself, a kalvachoymer shal shtus. If I'm very, very rooted in this place, my branches won't reach out far. It's the other way around. If you're yearning from your makom deeply and very strongly entrenched, then you have the potential and possibility of spreading out the branches much, much further. This parasha is aftocha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu built it into Klal Yisrael, that every single person has a makom. He has a makom in Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael Shutoi, and a makom in Eretz Yisrael in the broader sense of the word. Every single person has a makom in a mishpacha, and there are temporary matzavim where the person might be absent. He might have to give up his chelak netzor for tkufa, he might give up his bracha for tkufa. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maftiachas, the k'dusha of Yovel is an extraordinary, it's the Yom Kippur of the world. It's the inyan that people are zeichah to once in a lifetime, b'der kal. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that everybody in Klal Yisrael has a chelak and a nachla. And the mitzvah and the kedusha of Yovel is that no matter what, every person comes back to his base molin, to his makom dira. And if a person roots himself in makom dira and a makom, not only does he get chiyas, but instead of limiting the person, it gives him the ability to be seicher and to spread himself out as far as he's rooted in the shayrish of makom. Chaps.